Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn, our old friend Roberta Fasanelli joining us, Ken Kessler and myself, Rich McFadden, here with you in Doug's place. He will be back tomorrow morning. He just reached home last night back on the farm after his traumatic trip with his little friend Charlotte passing away. So he's got her back home on the farm and is going to be taking care of business today and will be back with us tomorrow. If you want to leave him a note, condolences, or just say hi, you can do that at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can send them an email at Doug@DougSteffen.com. Until then, we're kind of on top of what's going on around the country, and right now it looks like a little bit of wild weather in the mid part of the country. We get that about this time of year, and Roberta is our resident weather person and can tell us what's happening in the middle of the country there, Roberta.
Yeah, some really severe weather, and it stretches all the way from Texas up to the Great Lakes. In fact, yesterday we saw 8 tornadoes in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. Today, oh my goodness, there is severe weather and tornado watches out from Dallas to Little Rock to St. Louis, Memphis, Chicago. And then going into tonight, as this storm moves east, we're looking at Detroit, Indianapolis, Memphis, Little Rock, and Shreveport, Louisiana also. So this is some nasty, nasty weather. And just to the east of all of the severe weather and thunderstorms, we have more thunderstorms, not as severe. You're not going to see tornadoes with these thunderstorms, but you're still going to see thunderstorms, you know, going into Georgia and into the Virginias and also along the Atlantic seaboard in the middle part of the country there. So
look at
it's
that
just
map.
Huge, that huge map. Swath I, of just
here's the headline on the weather on weather.com. Destructive storm threat for 95 million people.
Well, think about all the people that live in that area.
Sure. Here's the crazy thing, though. Look at this. This thing swoops down from the north and then goes east. Jennifer and Ken, east and south. Jennifer and Jen over on the west coast, there is nothing over there. It's just like
the
weather map.
Jennifer, like we got married.
Jennifer. It's blank.
That's nice.
The weather
beautiful,
map is
beautiful
blank.
Weather.
It is totally blank.
And east of the Mississippi, hooey.
Yeah, get ready for the wild weather.
And it's going to continue into Friday, actually. It's like 3 days of just like some really nasty weather.
I'm looking at Washington, D.C., where I'm sitting right now, and all I see is lightning bolts.
Coming in.
So
you're going to see a lot of. There. You're not going to see tornadoes, but you're going to see a lot of rain.
We don't get too much of that wild activity here. All right. So if you're in the storm's path, which everybody east of the Mississippi, all of us, we're going to be keeping an eye to the sky today. So check that out. So we've all heard wild stories about the TSA and things that they pick up and keep. You know, your pocket knives.
You're supposed to throw those out.
Right.
They're technically supposed to throw those out.
Right.
But,
They sell it all. They've got my son's iPod. He lost it last year, so they've got that, too. but it's all these crazy things. But one of the things you don't think about is the pocket change that you take out when you go through.
And you put in that little bowl.
Where
they have to x-ray your quarters.
How many of you forget about that change because you're so worried about your suitcase with your computer in it or whatnot?
Right.
So, Roberta's found how much that adds up to every year. Every time somebody leaves one of those little bowls full of change left.
Well, let's go back a little bit and say in 2008, travelers left $383,000.
That's $383,000.
That's in 2008. Last year, they left $638,000. And that was in 2013. And last year, 2014, you get this? $675,000 in pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters. Think about the sheer mess. You know, I have one of those 5-gallon water buckets, you know, the water holders, and I throw change in it. And just to get $500 in change, that's almost the whole thing full of change. That's, you know,
so are you saying that the TSA actually has big sparkler bottles like in their break room?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, oh, wait, not some more.
That's the question. What do they do with all this money?
Well, I mean,
and how do they handle it?
Anytime we talk about the government, where they assess fines, where they confiscate goods, confiscate cash, where does that cash go?
I mean,
right.
Yeah, maybe
exactly.
They give it. They're like, oh, if we save up $600,000, we can have just the coolest holiday party ever, guys. Just keeping it for the holiday party.
You know that's where it's going.
They say if left unclaimed, loose change is documented and turned into the TSA financial office. And in 2005, Congress gave the agency the ability to use the forgotten money to help fund security operations.
It's beer money for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
We all know what's going on. everybody, right now, take your radio with you, but run to your refrigerator, open it up, and see if you have any hummus in there.
You totally do. Oh. And it's Sabra, which is like the most common.
Oh, Sabra, really?
Yes.
I have that.
Of course, everybody does. It's delicious and the most common brand of hummus, I would imagine. Sabra Dipping Company is recalling 30,000 cases of hummus due to possible contamination with everybody's favorite disease and bacteria, Listeria.
Oh, yay!
Everybody loves Listeria. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has called for a recall now. It's voluntary. So far, no illnesses have been caused by the hummus, but there is this potential for contamination, which was discovered when a routine random sample collected at a Michigan store tested positive on March 30th for Listeria. The FDA gave out a list of products in the recall, and you know, we probably should post those on our Facebook page because there's a lot of them. There's classic hummus, the classic hummus without garnish, the classic hummus six pack, the garlic hummus. So we'll put those up on our Facebook page from the FDA, the ones that are affected.
And in the trending box on
GoodDay.com.
You know what I'm wondering about? There's been a lot of stomach ailments going around New York City, and I just visited my mother-in-law at the rehab center she's in for older people, and there's stomach illnesses going around there. You know, considering how popular hummus is, you're beginning to wonder, okay, is this being caused by the hummus?
They just had a hummus party at the retirement home. And
yes.
Now it's going around, right?
If you have it, high fever, headache, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, and it can cause miscarriages if you're pregnant.
Go to DougSteffen.com and check the trending box. Ken will post it up there and on our Facebook page just to let you know if you should be throwing out or returning your hummus. Dr. Ken will let us know what happens if we eat some bad hummus coming up at 14 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Every week at this time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, who brings you up to speed on all the medical news that's going on and what's happening. Dr. Ken, Randy Newman would be very happy because his song Short People, I'm sure, is getting used all over the place today because they turn out to be at bigger risk for heart disease.
Exactly. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Richie, clogged heart arteries is the most common cause of early death worldwide. Short people face a greater lifetime risk of clogged arteries to the heart. The higher risk is primarily due to a variety of genes that influence whether a person is tall or short, and not potentially contributing factors like poverty or poor nutrition. The more height-increasing genetic variants that you carry, the lower your risk of coronary heart disease.
Unbelievable. Okay. Stroke patients may face increased risk of suicide. Why would that be?
Medical Journal Neurology. Stroke patients, Rich, are at significantly increased risk of suicide, especially during the first 2 years following the brain attack. Risk factors linked to increased suicide risk among stroke patients include being younger than 55, being male, living alone, having severe stroke-related disabilities and depression. People who have had a stroke definitely need psychological and social support.
Okay. Untested stimulants found in many dietary supplements?
Yes, this is out of a product called BM as in Mary, PEA. Look for it. It's out of Drug Testing and Analysis, the medical journal. So look closely at the labels of your supplements. We've discovered an amphetamine-like stimulant in many dietary supplements. The stimulant is known as, it's a mouthful, beta-methylphenylethylamine, or BMPEA, and it's found in supplements that contain acacia, rigidula. The supplements are mainly used to improve performance, enhance cognitive function, and improve weight loss. Be careful about getting ill from such sports and weight loss supplements, as they might contain undisclosed stimulants such as BMPEA. No one should take BMPEA.
As a doctor, do you suggest or recommend to anybody that they take any kind of dietary supplements? Are there any healthy dietary? Don't most of them have some kind of a stimulant in them to help you kind of increase your metabolism to help you lose weight?
If they have that, you want to run away from them.
All right.
You want to know what's in them before you take them. And the problem is there are undisclosed products, so I would not take any undisclosed stimulant.
Let me see if I'm reading this right. A terminally ill man is said to be the first to undergo the world's first full head transplant. I said head transplant.
Well, you know, when I was in medical school many years ago, we used to dream about transplanting the head, and the big debate was, you know,
it's like Frankenstein.
Exactly. Are you transplanting the brain or are you transplanting the body? Valerie Sprodenoff says he's ready to put his trust in Dr. Sergio Canavero, and it might be Dr. Frankenstein. This 30-year-old computer scientist was born with Werding-Hoffmann disease. This is a horrible genetic muscle wasting disorder that has left him seriously disabled since birth. The new body would be taken from a brain-dead donor. So is this a head transplant or a body transplant? But 2016 is the target for such an operation. I think is pure fantasy. We don't know how to reconnect the spinal cord yet.
Right, exactly.
But you're going to be seeing this a lot on the internet.
You know what?
They're talking about it. I think it's pure fantasy.
In 100 years, we might be going,
right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying we'll never do this, but this Russian doctor is saying he's going to do it next year. I don't. No one believes it.
Can you imagine the fun Bruce Jenner would have with that?
Bruce Jenner.
Get me in your face. Yeah. I want Kim Kardashian's body.
Oof. All right, so when you open every single one of our medicine chests, you will see one thing in common. We all have Super Beats in there. That is the new supplement that we have found. And I will tell you, I have taken lots of supplements, and none of them do I go, wow, I can actually see and feel the difference. And that's because of the nutrition gold mine and antioxidants that come in Super Beats, Dr. Kent.
Exactly. This is a supplement that I love. It's safe. It's effective. It has good science behind it. It's nothing like what we were just talking about. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for all these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance.
All right, so if you want more energy and you want to feel better, check out Super Beats by calling 1-800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183 or check it out at DougLikesBeats.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Yeah. 23 past the hour. Doug Stephens, good day. And this is your Barry Manilow update because Jennifer loves
the Manilow medley.
Barry Fix.
The name it was Lola. She was a showgirl. With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her
leg.
She was
a rain gate. Oh, yes, she was.
Cha-cha.
Uh-huh.
Cha-cha.
She tried to be a star. Only always handed bar across the crowded floor. They were from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask
for more? Tell us, Barry.
Who could ask for more, Jennifer?
Woo! Nothing better than this song. White men everywhere, dancing in the street. This is the whitest Latin beat ever.
Who fell in love?
They did. Lola the showgirl.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was stolen to his chair. He saw Lola dance there. And when she finished, he called her over.
Come here.
So went a bit too far. No one sailed across the bar. And then the punches flew. And chairs were smashed in two.
It's like West Side Story, all in like a little disco song, yeah?
Who shot who? Storytelling here is so dramatic.
Should have won an
What's
Oscar.
What's going to happen?
This song should have won an Oscar.
How does it end?
The music and passion.
Yes, she did.
All right, so bring us the update on Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow did not lose his love. Now, can I just make an admission here? I feel so stupid because I live in the big city. I usually have really good gaydar. I don't know if it's just because I have never thought about it, because in looking at him, this is a clear, obvious ding, ding, ding. But apparently, Barry Manilow has gotten married, guys. And to who, you want to know?
Who?
Gary Keefe.
Gary Keefe is...
It's manager, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
long-time really? Manager. They got married in a private ceremony last year, but just coming out in People magazine this week. Now, Barry Manilow was married before to a nice lady named Susan Dexler, who's probably like me going, man, I should have known. In 1966, after a two-year marriage, Barry Manilow decided to marry Gary Keefe in front of a group of about 50 friends late last year. People magazine reports that the ceremony was a surprise, and the group had been told they were being invited to Manilow's Palm Springs estate just for lunch. Well, guess what was on the menu, guys? Barry Manilow has been seen wearing a wedding band on his wedding finger. Some fans took the reports badly, with one commenting on his website, quote, Barry would not marry a man, and that is definite. He loves ladies. I think that was from Doug Steffen, actually. However, most people were supportive, you know, so there you go.
Hey, Jennifer is usually very good at this.
Yeah.
I'll name a name and she'll go straight.
Okay, totally.
Straight. Okay. She can totally pick him out. How you missed this one. It seems like since he bopped into that wall and broke his nose and then had kind of the reconstruction and his hair is a little different. And like
he sort of looks like a cat and a turtle had babies.
Oh.
That's sort of what he looks like right now with his new facial.
I can't get the hair and the nose.
His face is definitely a turtle, but then he's got that cat hair. So I'm kind of thinking if like a cat
the
and a
face
turtle
of
had babies.
A turtle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does.
Totally.
Yeah, you're right. He does kind of look like a turtle.
Have you ever seen the tortoise and the hare?
Barry, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Right.
You know, they're always like, oh, who's your doppelganger? Oh, the tortoise from the tortoise.
The hair is totally 100% fake. He's had something done with his cheeks. I mean, he's had some work all over the place. I'm looking at
you know who likes him? Bruce
who?
Gender.
Oh, yeah.
Gender loves
absolutely.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Joan Rivers of gay guys.
Sort of, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google Barry Manilow and then click on images, and you will see what a dramatic difference has been in the last 20 years. All right, so there's your Barry Manilow update at 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic boom anyone.
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car. And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy car.
We have a new Jiffy.
Drive into Jiffy Lube and make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed Click Strand Bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus, 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
33 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, our friend Roberta Fasanelli joining us, and Rich McFadden here with you going through what's going on today. A little Dougie update. He is back on the farm by now. Got Charlotte back up there yesterday, so I'm sure he's just kind of getting situated in Boston on the farm, figuring out what's next for him without his little doggie by his side. Sounded good yesterday when I talked to him a couple of times, and he'll be with us tomorrow, so here we are. Someone not having a good day and should not be having a good day is Officer Michael Slager. He's 5 years with the North Charleston Police Department, and it tragically came to an end because he stupidly, instead of chasing someone to apprehend them, decided to be the lazy guy, pull out his gun, and plug him 8 times in the back.
And of course, now all the stories are coming out, Rich, about what kind of guy he was prior to the incident, right? Was he a good guy? Did he have a stellar record? Was his record not so good? Well, an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Mario Givens, a colleague of his, recounted how he was awakened before dawn one morning in September 2013 by a loud banging on the front door of his family's North Charleston home. On his front porch was Michael Slager, who's now being charged with the shooting death of Walter Scott following this traffic stop. And apparently he was in trouble because he had had an altercation with another black man, I guess. Gibbons, this friend of his, also black, said he cracked open the door after the banging and asked the officer what he wanted. He said he wanted to come in, but he didn't say why. He never said who he was looking for. Then, without warning, Michael Slager pushed open the door and said, "Come outside or I'll tase you." He recalled the officer saying as he burst in, "I didn't want that to happen to me, so I raised my arms over my head. And when I did, he tased me anyway in the stomach." He said the pain from the stun gun was so intense that he dropped to the floor, began calling for his mother, who was also in the home. And at that point, he said another police officer came into the house. They dragged him outside, threw him to the ground, and was handcuffed and put in the back of a squad car. So this is, he's had other altercations in the past with black people in the community in which he serves. So I don't know if this means that this was a racially motivated attack, if this was under training. I think we'll probably never know that. But these stories will start coming out, and you know, if from the standpoint that they're trying to get a jury to give him a fair trial, this is going to be tough for him if these stories continue to roll his way.
This is going to give the Justice Department exactly what they've been looking for, and they're right in this case that this guy was not trained well. This guy, obviously, his brain just disconnected and did not think one bit what he was doing when he came upon this altercation. And we're supposed to find out today, or hopefully see today, the video that precurses the video that we all have seen.
The one that was on his car.
The dash cam. Yeah, should be coming out today. We'll see. I cannot imagine anything that changes what we've seen or what we all think about this.
I would imagine the police department has seen this many times, and they would have not filed charges against him if this gave him,
right,
if there was any indication that this was what he should have done.
True. You've got to think that they had access to that dash cam footage immediately, and that's why they immediately charged him with murder and immediately put him in jail.
Can I ask you a question?
And fired him.
Where's Al Sharpton during all of this?
That's a good question.
He was very loud and present in Ferguson. He was loud and present with Eric Garner.
He should be here.
Here is somewhere where there's actually, like, you know, going through a process where they've actually arrested a suspect, and he's nowhere to be found. So the question is, why? Where?
Well, you know why? Because Charleston is doing all the right things. They've seen this in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This one, we are absolutely culpable. We have to get on this and get
there's
on
no
quick.
Defending this dude.
So there's been protests, but they've all been peaceful. There's none of this Ferguson lighting our whole city on fire, anything like that. It's all been peaceful protests. The mayor's on top of it. The chief of police is on top of it. The chief of police says, "I watched the video once. I was disgusted. I have not watched it again." But here's a weird twist on this story. Slager's wife, 8 months pregnant.
No.
That's what I mean. Like, I can't imagine that you, when you're in that position, I mean, there's so many great police officers and law enforcement out there that, you know, they do the right thing, and they have lives aside from their job. Mm-hmm. They have families. Mm-hmm. They have kids. Mm-hmm. How in that moment did he make the decision,
you know,
instead of running after the guy?
And to shoot eight times.
Yeah, eight times.
I mean, you could have shot in the legs. It just,
well they're trained to shoot at the body. You know, shoot
center
at legs.
Mass.
And,
yeah,
center mass.
You've got somebody coming at you, you're trained to take them out.
You have someone running away from
you. You have somebody running away from you. You're supposed to chase them on foot.
And the same thing with the taser. I mean, if you get tased, I mean, it would seem that the normal reaction would be to try to, like, get it away from you. So they said that he grabbed for the taser, because he wanted to get it away from him.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you think?
I don't care what the guy did. When someone is running away from you, you cannot just pull your gun and just...
Well, I should
not.
I'm not trying to make this guy a hero either.
I mean, look, he was guilty of running away. I'm always on the soapbox. People in this country need to be told how to be arrested so that they don't get into situations like this.
Hey,
but
listen,
that doesn't protect this guy. I mean, he should... You chase them. I mean, how many times have we seen this? This is what you're trained to
do.
When
you are a deadbeat dad... All right, which is what this guy, Mr. Scott, was. He was a deadbeat. Had been arrested several times for being a deadbeat dad. He's not the kind of guy who is going to go, "Okay, officer, I fully comply with the law," because he doesn't.
Right.
So it's just, but it's a horrible situation. It's horrible. So, but apparently, it looks like the city of Charleston will pay for the wife's insurance until the baby is born. And then I guess they drop her.
Well, that's only another month, so I guess.
Right.
I mean, you're talking health insurance.
Health insurance.
Yeah, that's fair. Imagine her position right now. I mean, she is a victim in this as well.
Yeah.
I mean, to be a mom and have a baby on the way and have your husband in jail facing murder charges, life in prison, that's crazy. I mean, she is just as much a victim as anybody else.
Now we're going to find out whether this guy is a monster. And, I mean, stories are starting to come out, you know, where he's had previous altercations, or whether he was just stupid.
Yep.
Or both.
Both, possibly. All right, so a lot of emotion in that thing. Doug's going through a lot of emotional things right now with losing his little buddy Charlotte. Dr. Joy will join us in just a couple of minutes. And
grieving with Dr. Joy.
How do you handle personal situations like what Doug is going through? Dr. Joy joins us in just a couple of minutes here on a good day. It's 41 past the hour.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
In the world of business, there's no such thing as a sure thing. But when leading trade journals, franchise rating websites, and business analysts consistently rank you as one of the fastest growing and best franchise opportunities of the last 3 years, well, it's at least grounds to pay attention. We're Fresh Healthy Vending, ranked 2015's number one vending franchise opportunity by Entrepreneur Magazine. And we invite you to go to readyforfresh.com and discover how you too can own a Fresh Healthy Vending franchise. Why own a Fresh Healthy franchise? It's simple. People love our vending machines and the healthy food options we provide. And not just people. Schools, hospitals, corporations, and fitness facilities. All demanding our healthy vending machines. So if you have the money to invest, we have the locations. But they fill up fast. So go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 5858. We'll send you a free owner information kit. And as an added bonus, we'll also pay half the franchise fees for new owners. But hurry. This offer is limited. Readyforfresh.com, promo code 5858. That's readyforfresh.com, code 5858.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Dr. Joy Brown joins us right now. And when Joy's around, we always talk about our feelings, our emotions, how to handle situations. And Doug is in quite the crazy situation. Many of us have been through this where you lose a pet. I lost my dog, my border collie, 3 years ago. Was 12 years old, and you get very, very, very attached. It's a hard thing to do. But, of course, Doug being Doug Steffens, it has to happen in the craziest of situations while he's traveling on the road, and so it gets even crazier. But Joy, he was so attached to that dog. He may even use the term soulmate. Doug believes in like this spiritual, like he and Charlotte have known each other for thousands and thousands of years, and this time she just came back as a dog. How do you get through, let's take Doug out of the equation, maybe because he's a little bit extreme, but when you lose somebody that you're so close to, somebody that doesn't judge you, somebody that doesn't ever give you any garbage back,
yeah,
they just look you in the face.
Unconditional love.
Yeah, it's
they're
just,
happy to see you.
What do you do?
All right, well, first of all, we have to understand that that's the definition of a pet, is it's a love object, that we take our feelings and we invest in that particular organism, whether it's a human being or a house or a car or certainly a pet, it's going to be the most responsive. Houses don't necessarily lick your fingers when you come back. So it's a normal kind of experience and very human. And as far as we understand, we're the only species that actually has pets, that other has other species as love objects. So there's that. Although you can see in the animal kingdom that there are, you know, that there are associations, but human beings seem to bring it to a particularly extreme, let's say intense emotional involvement. I think from Doug's point of view, the idea that we've known each other before presumably should be a comfort to him at this moment, because you'll know each other again. If you believe in reincarnation, then this is just one of the passages, and what he should be feeling at this moment is certainly a sense of loss that this particular chapter is over, but given his sense of beliefs, there should be some curiosity as I wonder how we're going to hook up next. Because if you believe in that, and whether it's reincarnation or heaven and rebirth or whatever you believe, if that's your sense, then it's just a question of when, not if. So that should be a comfort to him. The issue of soulmates is always a little bit difficult for me, just because, you know, I usually don't deal with the idea of soulmates with respect to animals, but with respect to dating. And I think it's a dangerous concept. First of all, if we have a soul, the only soul we're ever going to really know is ours. And we have a hard enough time figuring that out. So assuming that somehow somebody else has, or some other thing, has exactly the same phenomenon that we do, where we don't even know what ours is, and then making an association on that basis seems to me highly problematical and worth, and one of those theories that's just determined to let you down. So I think deciding that somebody else or something else has the same soul as you do, I think is not a great idea, just because it's so unknowable and it's going to be so much a projection. Instead of viewing that, I think what we need to do in any loss, because that's really what we're talking about, is when we're talking about soulmate, we're saying there can't be a loss because this is the same as I am, and if it's the same as I am, they want the same as I do, and if I want them, they want me. So it's really an insurance policy in some ways against loss, of which there is no insurance policy against loss.
Right.
So what we need to do, I think, when we're either contemplating loss or experiencing it, is focus on the gift. Focus on why that person or that organism was so important to us and the value we got from that, and focus on that, because otherwise we're going to be always looking back over our shoulders or always.
That's exactly how I look at death, is the gift that I got while that person was in my life. And thankful that I had it, because otherwise, you're right, you will drive yourself crazy.
It's always looking back over your shoulder to say, okay, what's the soul here that we're talking about, or looking ahead and feeling anxious.
Yeah.
That either you're looking back and it's done, or you're looking forward and I don't know that I can maintain it. So, I mean, I would argue that it's not only true of loss, it's true of life, that what's behind us is done, it's immutable, it's unchangeable. What's ahead of us is to be determined, and we can be curious about it, but curiosity in a lot of people transmutes into anxiety pretty quickly. So you focus on what you got, and the fact that Charlotte was in Doug's life, whether before or will be again, was there. And I think that's what we have to focus on, or we're going to, it's not only that we're going to diminish our own lives, it's that we're going to diminish the experience of that soul, whatever it is, in our lives. And that's a mistake. Don't do that.
I've struggled struggled with how to handle death, losing some of my best friends, a couple of my best friends, and my dad, so the people that are closest to me. And I decided I did not want to grieve. I didn't want to sit there and have this big, long, you know, time. I wanted to just, you know what?
Celebrate.
Yeah. And for me, it worked. But
let me just add one
thing. A lot of people need to grieve.
Well, and see, I would argue that all of us do. That there's a wonderful phrase. There are two phrases that I would offer you at this moment. The first is that we need to embrace the sorrow and then let it go. But we probably have to embrace it, that sense. And the sorrow is obviously not for the person who or the animal that's gone on. It's for us.
Right.
We're bereft.
They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
They're totally fine.
But the second, I would argue, is this wonderful prayer that I ran across years ago.
And let's hear it.
Which is the immortality is achieved in the hearts of those who loved us and the thoughts of those who remember us.
Very nice. Give me that one more time.
Immortality in the hearts of those who loved us and the thoughts of those who remember us.
Yep, there it is. That sums it up. All right. Thank you, Joy. Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com. And it's 51 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in travel checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Got a deal.
Oh, man, the Doobie Brothers broke up.
When did that happen?
What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, hey, I'm going to ruin a man's life.
Yeah, those are clips from Romancing the Stone with Michael Douglas. Thank you very much. From number one movie this week in 1984. This is Eddie Grant, Romancing the Stone. Fun movie, and they made, what, two of those, Chucker?
They made two of them. They made that one, and they did Jewel in the Nile, which was not as good in quality as the original film. But the whole series really was a knockoff of Indiana Jones. But I must say, I was a big fan. I still am a big fan of Michael Douglas, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, the guy's obviously a legend. You know, that movie was filmed in Colombia, where my wife is from, so lots of cool things down there. All right, so Chuck is here. We do the movie news thing every week or every day and kind of see what's going on in your entertainment world. Chuck, what's happening in the movie news today?
Interesting story here, Rich. Warner Brothers has hired the screenwriter of the Red Dawn remake, his name is Carl Ellsworth, to write a script to reboot the 1984 summer classic Gremlins. This will be clearly, in my opinion, a project of diminishing returns because I just don't think any movie could be as good, any remake could be as good as the original. It is a classic. Although Steven Spielberg and original director Joe Dante will produce the project. In other remake news, the Weinstein Company reportedly will remake the Freddie Prinze, Rachel Lee Cook 90s movie, She's All That. You know, it's funny, Rich, I just woke up this morning and I said to myself, boy, I think the world would be a better place if we remade that Freddie Prinze movie.
You got your wish, Chucker.
And it's going to be produced by Kiefer Sutherland, right?
Other news, Disney's planning a live action, actively pursuing a live action version of Pinocchio. I actually think that's a good idea. The interesting casting choice is who would play Geppetto. I think Robert Downey Jr. would be a perfect fit for that role. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
Filming is underway on a very interesting project. If you haven't heard of it, it's called Suicide Squad. It's over at Warner Brothers. It's a superhero movie that mixes the Dirty Dozen type element, and it takes place in Batman's universe. Jared Leto is going to play the Joker in that movie, and Ben Affleck's going to have a very small part playing Batman, and it will continue into other movies, which will have Ben Affleck as Batman. Will Smith's also in it, and Margot Robbie, who is in The Wolf of Wall Street, plays Harley Quinn, who I believe was the Joker's girlfriend in the comic book series. So this is going to be a very ambitious, anticipated movie that's going to be out next summer called Suicide Squad, so keep that one on your radar.
What's the deal with the new Batman movie? There was all the hubbub about Ben Affleck being the new Batman, and then it's just kind of been off the map. When's that coming out?
Well, the first trailer is going to be attached to Mad Max Fury Road, which I think hits theaters in late June. Batman vs. Superman, which it is, it's not a sole Batman movie, comes out in summer of 2016. So they've had a long time to film and do post-production to get that movie right. But it's a very important vehicle for Warner Brothers, who really is trying to formulate the same model that Marvel's using with the Avengers and all their superhero universe.
Who's playing Superman in that movie, the Batman vs. Superman?
Henry Cavill, who played him in Man of Steel.
Yeah,
he was really good. He did a great job.
He was very good. What's going on with the James Bond stuff? That's coming out. I'm watching, reading the Hollywood Reporter a little bit here. When's that coming out?
That's coming out, I don't know if it's coming out this holiday season, Christmas or next summer. I'm not sure. It's called Spectra. Daniel Craig wants to back his 007 for the fourth time. And the good thing about that is that Sam Mendes, the director of the last installment, which is Skyfall, is back. And I think Skyfall was one of the top five best James Bond films ever made. I'm a big, big fan of it. I loved it.
So every movie we've talked about here in the past 4 or 5 minutes has either been a remake or a series with you. Batman, Bond, whatever it is.
A superhero movie, yeah.
What's the last original movie that you've seen?
That's a good question. I got to give some thought. But like we said yesterday, Rich, here's the bottom line. You know, they're spending huge, huge money on these films, and they want a safe bet. So we're going to be seeing 80% of the movies either remakes, franchises, or superhero movies for quite some time.
Yeah.
It just is the way. It just is what it is.
I thought it was my kids keeping me away from being able to go to the movies. Maybe it's not. I mean, because I go see all the Bond, I go see all the Batman, I go see all the Superman, I go see all that stuff. That's great. It's fun. But I mean, I'm sure I have, but I can't remember the last original movie or script that I've seen. All right, there it is. 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Thank you, Chucker. Movie
news. Got it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.